Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. Today, we are going to spend some time reviewing this week's FOMC meeting, the statement, the policy decision, and, of course, the press conference Q&A session with Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh. Joining me right here in studio at 1285 in Midtown Manhattan, glad to welcome back U.S. economist from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Andrew Dubinsky. Andrew also released a blog on this very topic, which is now available up on ubs.com/CIO. The title, Warsh Signals a Period of Watchful Thinking. So we'll spend some time today digging into the blog and hearing Andrew's reflections on the meeting. First off, Andrew, great to have you back here in studio. Thank you for dropping by on this Thursday morning.
Oh, yeah. Love to be here in person with you. So I'm looking forward to this.
Definitely. So let's begin simply, Andrew, by hearing your thoughts and reflections on what the statement delivered and what we heard from Chairman Warsh during yesterday's press conference.
Yeah, so I'll break it up into two parts. First, we got the statement, and there were little changes except for the notable inclusion of three hawkish dissents. Going into the meeting, there were a lot of expectations that there could be some dissents. And we, saw that kind of uncertainty also coming in the meeting reflected in the pricing of the July rate forwards. And it was not, I would say, a surprise who dissented. The three regional presidents had dissented in April in a hawkish direction. And we can infer from their communication that they, favored hikes. And they were part of the group of people submitting dots having hikes in 2026. So other than that, there was really little changes to the statement. And the news that you could take away from no changes is that there were opportunities to change the statement in a hawkish direction, and they opted out of doing that. So I'd say on net, given who dissented and the lack of changes, it was marginally a dovish surprise. I think that set up things for the press conference where Warsh didn't really say anything that was notably hawkish. And if anything, if I had to say, the themes more aligned in a dovish direction.
It was interesting heading into the policy decision release, the market perhaps suggesting that we would see a rate hike. That, of course, was not the base case of CIO. But the market responds to the statement. The Q&A was notable yesterday, especially on the equity side. What did you take away from how the markets responded?
I think the initial response to, staying on hold, not really changing anything in the statement, notably, made sense. And then his additional comments on particularly flagging how financial conditions had tightened, and that kind of gave implicitly was saying substituted for tightening that they might have to do. So those kind of gave, I would say, a dovish tone that there really wasn't an urgency to do anything. He also used the words patience a few times. He described this as a period of watchful thinking. So I think it made sense that we saw the December forwards remove roughly half a hike, more in line with our view that they stay on hold this year. But I think one part of the market reaction that was probably not welcome is that you saw longer maturity rates sell off. So you saw the 30-year yield move by 10 basis points or more. And then when you look into the composition of those yield increases, there's a lot coming from break-even inflation. So you can infer from that the dovish tone today might have come at the expense of future credibility. And I think that was that credibility uncertainty was a factor for why the long-end bonds sold off, and as well as why equities seemed to sell off as well, more in response, I think, to his press conference.
As far as the road ahead for monetary policy, as we begin to wrap up, Andrew, talk to us a bit about CIO's expectations for the balance of 2026 and perhaps even beyond that.
Right. So I'd say the key thing that we're watching for our on-hold view for the rest of the year is just does inflation slow down? We're right now, we just got inflation data today, the most important indicator, core PCE. It slightly decelerated to 3.3%. And the key thing is we expect this to continue to edge lower slowly. I expect those monthly prints to be much more consistent with being near the inflation's target. And so if that view plays out in the next few months and throughout the rest of the year, we think the Fed can stay on hold. Now, the risks are, inflation risks are clearly skewed to the upside. There's a couple of supply shocks the U.S. is still going through. We have the Middle East conflict that's still quite live. We have the prospect of possibly new tariff policy changes.
Right.
And we still have a fair amount of AI demand inflation. So those three themes could derail the slowing in inflation. So those are what we're watching. I'd say the news today is supportive of our call, but we're going to be watching that inflation data with, I think, as the chair said, with a laser-like focus.
Sure.
We'll see what happens from there. And obviously, we'll have to closely watch whether there are a bigger break in the inflation expectation data. I think yesterday's move was small in terms of what we would need to see for it to really pressure the Fed to do something. But if it really started to move, I think that would be another factor that could come in consideration for possibly tightening the policy.
Well, Andrew, thank you for dropping by on this Thursday morning post the Fed meeting. Very timely to hear your thoughts, reflections, takeaways from the statement, the press conference, hearing your thoughts on the market response and CIO's expectations for the road ahead for monetary policy. More conversations to come. Thank you again, Andrew, for joining us today.
Yeah, it's always my pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.